Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
JP, how you doing, buddy?
Hello. How's it going today?
Going well.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I will tell you, I'm not going to be the person that did this, but I woke up this morning, 5:30, checked my phone. Anything about the school, right?
Yeah.
The kid's going to have school, they're not going to have school.
Uh-huh.
5:36, I had already woken up. My oldest kiddo got a little bit of a foot issue, managed to waddle downstairs, was just about to put the dog outside when I saw the email come through, and I was like, oh, that was inconvenient. And then somehow it's like Facebook knew what I was thinking, because I was like, oh, that was, I would have been nice if I didn't wake up the oldest kid, could have just gone back to bed, whatnot.
Yeah.
But again, I am not a school administrator. Those guys have a tougher job than I do. And so it was funny when I was just before I left for work today, the Wadsworth Facebook group chat or the message boards they have out there were complaining that the superintendent called school off 6 minutes too late.
Yeah, I had the Solon Salborn this morning as well. It was all sorts of people that were like, my kid was already outside waiting for the bus. That does stink.
That I understand.
That does stink.
If they woke up, even
that was the
then,
big complaint. They were like, my kid's already out for the bus. And then you call the school. And I was like, you know what? I do get it.
That I get. When, like, I just had woken up and it was still like my kid had an hour till the bus got there. I'm sorry, guys. Come on. Let's cut our educational folks a little bit of slack here. Their job is tougher than ours. But no. So the kid's got a school day off.
That's good.
I'm feeling good.
My wife asked about the drive-in. She was like, oh, I'm so worried. Was you okay? And I'm like, yeah. I actually, it was the fastest drive I've had all year.
Yeah, me too.
Enough people stayed off the roads that then I just got to coast right in. It didn't really bother me in the slightest bit.
Not just but the roads.
Roads were great.
The roads locally were bad enough that I just used the four-wheel lock, which means I just went Van Damme on that bleep. Like, I just drove like an absolute jerk because I had no fear, and that's fun. It's not quite off-roading.
Yeah.
All my hillbilly friends know what you're talking about. It's not mudding, but it is fun. Getting out there in the snow with no real concern of going to the ditch. That's fun stuff.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. We went out right when it was starting, and then we almost didn't end up going to the Thanksgiving dinner because we were so worried about the snow and it just going. And then I slid out. And it's like, that feeling is the worst feeling in life.
Yeah.
When you're sliding out and you got no control over what's happening and you just kind of hope when you land and everything goes that you're just not in the ditch.
That is
the worst feeling in the world.
We got to get you a truck.
I'm not a truck guy, though. You know
Come
this
on,
about
Johnny
me.
Johnny 4x4?
What part of me screams I'm a truck guy?
No. It's a slow conversion.
Is that
right?
What it is?
Well, like, remember.
The problem I have with trucks, man, is that I feel like...
They're just so big.
No, they flip so easy.
I've never flipped a truck. I've never flipped a truck.
A good buddy of mine, Zach Janskovic, flipped his truck in high school, and I've been convinced that if I had a truck, I would end up just flipping and then rolling and rolling and rolling and would just never stop. I would just keep rolling. I don't know.
like Limp Bizkit?
Kind of got into it. But I feel like I would never stop, and it would just be, that would be me. I'd turn into like, oh, I need some cages on this.
Have you considered that maybe your friend Zach was just an idiot?
Maybe.
I've known I mean, hundreds
it's
of truck drivers, and I've never heard of anybody flipping their truck.
You've never, isn't that a thing? Trucks tend to flip easier than,
yeah, like
and,
semis.
Than cars do. I mean, my goodness.
Semis. Yeah, Jeeps are pretty easy to flip. Trucks, you have to really be being a jackass to flip a truck.
I'd always heard that trucks were just easier to flip. I don't want to flip. That was like my big...
See, this is the problem.
Also,
being
then
Butch
you get into,
in Chicago.
You get it, I know.
No, you
I know.
Don't have any, like, this is you.
Nobody.
You
Zach, was
here,
that, yeah, Zach was the only guy I knew that... Zach was the only guy I knew that had a truck.
You've got a lot of truck lovers
I probably,
that can come
I
to you.
Chicago, me, would have been a truck guy. Would have fit in with basically being a hillbilly in Chicago.
You'll be 10%.
Chewing my tobacco, listening to country music.
You'll be 10%.
Those are all true stories, by the way. That was me in high school.
You'll be 10% more Butch if we just get you into a truck, right? You'll just be 10% tougher.
And then am I compensating for something? I don't know there either. I don't know. Is
yeah,
that what that is?
Doesn't mean it's that.
And that's my assumption when I see someone with a massively large truck.
You're looking right
I forgot
at me.
That you have a massively large yeah. truck. I thought yours yeah. was a semi. I thought yours was no. a decently sized truck. I forgot.
I'm
was,
actually compensating
I
was, for that
yeah,
in other
but,
ways.
But yours, you see, you're just a yeah. large human in general, so it fits the theme. You know what I mean? This is the glove sticking to
you
safe.
You are
fits,
spinning.
It fits the theme.
Your two-wheel drive is
large
not getting
guy,
you out of that muck, buddy boy.
Large guy has large truck. Who
yeah.
thinks anything but
yeah.
that's an obvious?
Yeah, real good save there. Good
I like, to stay, I like
there.
To stay low to the ground is the point.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I spin out on Thanksgiving. Almost is wrecking the side of the road.
Well, me and my big truck and my little other things are doing just fine
well, I mean,
over
you
here.
Kind of, it seemed kind of cocky out of you to be like, "Yeah, I just put it in a certain drive, and then I just kind of like you're going mutton out there today." Meanwhile, I'm holding onto the steering wheel like on Thursday as if I'm playing for my life.
I would not make those two hand motions. There's no
that was steering wheel me, not anything yeah. else. Now, yeah. I'm cruising USA. I'm in my car.
I don't think YouTube's going to see it the same way. I think YouTube's going to see, how do you drive,
listen,
Jonathan?
You did the motions that they want to go ahead and have clipped out there. Nobody clipped anything.
I
YouTube
didn't do
is,
those. What motions did I do?
YouTube is a paper tiger when it comes to that stuff.
What motions did I do? I didn't do any motions.
2 weeks ago,
you did.
You just did it again. You just did it. You just did it.
I'm just miming you doing this.
Yeah, you were pretending to do a hot dog dead on, straight on. and it was...
So that's where we're starting
the
show today.
All the show, Cam Scataboo, what was up?
Now, all this being said,
yeah.
I would like to strike something down here at the beginning of the show, because I think it goes in line with something that I actually agreed with Kevin Stefanski saying over the last 48 hours about Shador. And I know that there's a big conversation about, you gotta cut him loose, you gotta let him air it out, and all these different ideas here. And I think Kevin said something that I do think we should actually pay attention to, which is... he just needs reps right now. And so while everyone's focused on what the situations that you're putting Shador in, these are the things we should be focusing on, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to, you got to open up the game plan for Shador, I think there's people still clinging to the belief that if he starts the final five games and obviously the two previous games, that we're going to have some sort of rubber-stamped guarantee Shador is or is not a starting quarterback at the end of those seven games. And I just want to remind everybody that while we can get a lot of glimpses into what he might be, there are, every year, there's two or three guys that were drafted in the first round that we don't know about until 4 or 5 years later. Now, Shador's sure. not going to get that bandwidth, right? But in terms of, we have to have a firm answer on Shador by the end of the season, guys, you're making up a goalpost that doesn't likely exist.
Look at the conversation today nationally was all around Dak Prescott and what a slow cook that has been. People yeah. right now are just coming to the realization that he's having one of the best seasons out of any quarterback in the NFL this year. But it's like, oh, he looks different than he did a couple years ago. And wait, he went through Jason Garrett to then go through Mike McCarthy to now have a Schottenheimer as the head coach, and he's still winning games. And it's like, I didn't know he could do all this. It's been a million years since Dak Prescott was taken. Like, some guys are a little bit more of a slow burn. That's the reality.
Well, and I know they're drafted about three rounds apart. I look at this like Jalen Hurts in 2020 with the Eagles, where they gave him, I believe, the final 4 or 5 games of that season. And there was nothing in that 5-game stretch that absolutely said, this is the guy. There was also nothing that said, definitively, he wasn't the guy. You're looking for enough. Like this yeah. myth of, I need a firm answer on Shador, and same thing with Dylan Gabriel, although it's a little different with Dylan because he's just a whittle guy and he doesn't have a lot of the physical traits you're looking for. That's a quicker answer than Shador, who's learning the mental side of the game, or maybe speeding up the mental side of the game while matching it with his physical ability. You're not looking for the absolute yes or no. If anything, you'll get an absolute no in seven games and a fifth round pick, but an absolute yes, that's no. You're looking for enough.
Oh, I mean, I
can
think
you
either
see enough growth to say, I think with a full offseason, this guy can be good enough next year?
I think for a lot of people, you can get a definite no. I think it'll be unfair. We can discuss that, obviously. But I think there's enough people out there that if he stinks up the joint for the next five games, it's like, all right, that's a definite no. Way more than we'll find after six or seven games where people are like, he definitively is the guy. Yeah. And we've seen some guys take over and late in the season the way that he's doing, and they capture it and they run with it. I'm thinking Brock Purdy. He was the third quarterback off it was Trey Lance who got injured, then into Jimmy Garoppolo for a few games, and then it got to Brock Purdy, and Brock Purdy never relented, never gave up. And at the end of the season, San Francisco knew what they were doing in that situation. I think ultimately it's going to end up being we go into a draft conversations where there's just enough people that think we need to give Shador another year, and there's also just enough people that are going to throw numbers at you and throw all sorts of other things to say, this isn't the case, this isn't the guy.
But that's most likely where we should be. To me, that's an encouraging sign. If Shador can go from fifth round pick, second guy in that room that they drafted, the guy who we're going to redshirt up until, they believe that until 3 weeks ago, if you can go from that to it's a justifiable conversation, that is the win you're looking for, Browns fans. Like this idea that there's, because I agree with what you said, and to me it's a numbers thing. Most oftentimes when you're talking about a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth round, seventh round quarterback, the 5-6 games is enough because there's not the talent there. You're looking if they have all the other stuff they might have.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, the averages say 80% of those guys within the first seven games are, oh, you're a backup, or oh, you're this, or oh, you're that. And then maybe they hang around long enough to dispel that at a different time in a different place. That's what the law of averages says with this. So, like, everybody wanting, like, oh, if we just get five more games of Shador, like, that's what I want. I don't want to see Dylan go back out there. I don't need to see Deshaun. I don't need to see Bailey Zappe. But what we should be looking for the final five games of this season as an extension of the last two starts is enough. And that is going to be subjective, and I know that's going to lead to fights, which is really what you're talking about. Totally get it.
We're gonna have a lot
of them. But that's as good as it's going to get. Or at least that should be the expectation right here with five games to go.
You got five games. And if I were to tell Shador Sanders before the season got underway, you are that buried on the depth chart and you're going to have seven games to go ahead and prove your worth as a fifth rounder, he'd sign up for it on the dotted line. Like Shador, you can't ask for much more. And I get it. It's later on in the season. Not the most ideal time. Weather conditions. Guess what? Our road games this year for the remainder of the season is Chicago, which is a lot like Cleveland weather, and Cincinnati, which is a lot like Cleveland weather. Get used to it. You're not going to have a nice weather game the rest of the time. It's going to be tough. This isn't what Dylan Gabriel had, where it was Chamber of Commerce weather and everything was awesome. You're going to have to overcome these odds, but this is part of your story. You got seven games. If you do get to play this out for the rest of the year, you really can't ask for much more if you're Shador.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Can the Browns get a firm answer on Shador Sanders this season? I think that's putting yourself in a corner that I don't think the Browns, Shador, or any of us benefit from doing. You're looking for enough. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got John Fanta at 3:20. The Peterlin Pass coming up in the 3 o'clock hour as well. Albert Breer at 4. Lance Reisland, Coach Lance, Cleveland.com, joining us at 6 o'clock. But 216-474-0092. Can the Browns get a firm answer on Shador with five games to go the rest of this season and the path ahead for Shador Sanders and the Browns on 92.3 The Fan? I think if you can evaluate somebody in the worst circumstances and they can continue to have growth and a little bit of success, a little bit more success than the last week, a little bit more pocket presence than the last week, then you can really start to say, man, if we got a left tackle, a wide receiver in here and rebuilt the rest of the offensive line, and the kid had a full offseason,
mm-hmm.
we might really have something next year. Like that gets back to the idea of, she's right that, I mean, surrounding him is not really anything of note other than Quinshon and maybe one or two offensive linemen. And the one that played the best this year is the guy that won't be playing this last week and was splitting reps with Tevin Jenkins this week. Totally makes sense, though. All of this makes sense. However, I mean, I look at this and go, yeah, there's a lot that you said that's right. You're not looking for a definitive yes or no. You're looking for, is there enough in that cup that we can actually get more out of it going forward with a better, improved situation around him?
Yeah, and I know I said in the offseason we'll probably have a spot where half the fan base thinks no, half the fan base thinks yes, and we'll be discussing it, and then we'll be putting it into buckets of like, well, is that better than whoever you could take in the first round, or is that better than Mac Jones, or whatever that ends up being? But like, really, sometimes this stuff does become really crystallized and really clear. Like I mentioned Brock Purdy last segment, but yeah, I think even Drake May, he's at the forefront of everyone's mind today. Drake May is a perfect example. After year one, the Patriots didn't have anything in year one around Drake May, but they knew just based off of watching. It didn't matter about the stats. They just knew watching that he was developing each week and he was getting better each week and he was becoming the quarterback that they thought could blossom into what he is now in year two. And that's really what you're trying to sell at the end of this. Are you getting better? And do you feel like if we put the other pieces around you, we would see a blossom? And for Drake May, it's happened.
Well, and like, let's not forget that I don't know, even though Shador can do some of the stuff that Kevin Stefanski likes, because I think there's a push and pull that I don't think Kevin loves a lot of off-script quarterback action. I think Kevin likes his, this is your first read, this is your second read, this is your third read, do as I say, and you'll prosper.
Right.
There are other head coaches who are going to look at Shador's ability to go off script and see that you can win with that. And basically keep coaching him to play within the pocket while not discouraging him from playing off script. And so, like, not only do I think, gosh, if this kid keeps growing in this environment, and he's got a full off season, and he's got a new offensive line, and he's got a new number one wide receiver, right? Not only do I think that can help, I think if there's a move with Kevin Stefanski and you bring in a offensive coordinator who is not as beholden to his script, but maybe more akin to what Bill O'Brien did with Deshaun Watson. This is not a one-for-one, by the way. But my point is, if you look at what Bill O'Brien did in Penn State at New England, he didn't do anything similar to what he did with Deshaun Watson. Bill O'Brien built an offense to suit Deshaun Watson.
Right.
That's what you could possibly be looking at if...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For the next five games, again, you just see growth and maturity. And again, maturity, I'm not talking about emotional maturity, we're talking about on-field maturity.
That takes a different Stefanski. And I don't know.
Oh, we agree.
And I don't know what to make of this last week's game. We obviously talked a lot about the running element of it all and what they did in the second half of that game. But, like, it was a weather game. And so I don't know. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. And I didn't think they shackled Shador or did anything like that in the Raiders game. I really didn't. But was that just because it was perfect conditions? Or because what we're seeing, I mentioned again, first segment, like you're going to have bad weather games the rest of the way. So are you in a bad weather game? Does Stefanski just go back to what he had been doing with Dylan and with all these other quarterbacks?
I think we have to throw the book out on Stefanski previously to what we're seeing with Shador right now. Because I think he's flying by the seat of his pants. I think he's playing a quarterback that maybe he's been coerced into playing. I think he's playing a quarterback that he doesn't, I don't know, it's not like, but he doesn't believe in the same way that he believes in Dylan Gabriel, the supercomputer. And so I don't know that Kevin, I just think the situation has run its course. It would make a lot of sense
that
a revitalized head coach, a coach that has the right energy, has the right mindset, that isn't just, well, I like Dylan better. Like, I think a different coach would just result and maybe treat Shador a little differently and talk in terms of like in-game stuff.
No, so I agree with you, but that's a part that makes me so agitated when I think about Stefanski, because you would think most people that are like true masters of their craft or people that really love what they do, they'd look at this and listen, this might sound insulting. I don't mean it to be in any sort of way, but they'd look at the situation right now.
Don't say he's got an ego.
No. I'd say he'd love the challenge.
Can't say that.
I'd say he'd love the challenge of it all. Of like, all right, Dylan was my quarterback. I thought he fit into my system, and I thought this would work really, really well. It didn't. But like, here is this new set of clay that I get to mold, and I get to try to figure out what he does best and how we can get this offense to fly and work the same way that all these other coaches across the league. They get a new quarterback, and they're like, all right, let's see what Sam Darnold to Minnesota. KOC is like, all right, let's figure this out. Let's see what we can do here. And I just feel like Stefanski doesn't. Stefanski knows what he wants, and then he tries to fit these quarterbacks. He did this even with Deshaun for the first 2 years.
He did it with Baker, too.
He tries to fit them into what he wants to do and what he thinks he does best instead of being like, oh, this is exciting. This quarterback does this, and I get to play to their strengths. I get to play to what they do best, and I'm going to be able to figure this out. It's almost like he's a one-trick pony in this whole thing, and it's so bothersome to me.
Well, and I think you're right. And here's, I think we can take how he was trying to use Baker. And I know half that sample size is tough because Baker was hurt. I understand that. And that's, for a lot of people, they're just not going to move past that in a conversation. Even in 2020, he took Baker and said, all right, you're going to do these three things. We're going to run the hell out of the ball. And then that's it. That's going to be our offense. And so a lot of people looked at Baker and said, oh, he can't do it. He's just a system quarterback or nothing more than a game managing quarterback, right?
And it was fine. It was fine in the moment in some respect because you looked at it and said, "Well, he's handing the ball off to Nick Chubb."
And also you were it's trying like to build from
you
the beginning.
You had what at the time was one of the top three offensive lines in the sport, and you had Nick Chubb as your running back. So I think a lot of us were like, "Okay, yep, let's see where this goes."
And you were, but you're also, in fairness, you're also trying to do, you're trying to have the basic foundation of Baker Mayfield as an NFL quarterback. Well, what happened? It's the same thing that we saw with Joe Flacco, who was, his wings were clipped earlier this season. I don't know that Dylan Gabriel has anything more. Dylan Gabriel's wings have been clipped. Shador a little bit has been clipped. Well, what happened when Baker wasn't clipped anymore? What happened when Baker went to three straight offensive coordinators who all they did was say, hey, what do you like to do and what are you most comfortable in? The guy went and played his three best seasons in the NFL. I don't think it's coincidence. Like, at some point, that has to be a reflection on Stefanski that three different offensive coordinators have gotten a different level of Baker than Stefanski ever did here in Cleveland.
I mean, it's why I believe Jim Harbaugh has been successful everywhere he's been. Stanford, San Francisco, Michigan, and then now with the Chargers. His big motto in life is coach to the people. Coach to what they do. Every person's got their own stories. Every person's got their own way of playing. The fun part about coaching is finding out what they do best and then playing to that strength. I feel like the people that do that are always successful. Meanwhile, the coaches like Stefanski that just try to fit what they do best and make everyone else work around that, it's just a recipe for disaster.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys on this one. Can the Browns get a firm answer on Shador Sanders this season? Let's go with Fred in Cleveland. Fred, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, I'm a non-apologist for Stefanski, man. So anytime I hear the radio and I hear you guys going in on him, I'm going to jump in, and I want to get a lick on that as well because I don't like the guy. And I'm going to just say this. Excuse the beeping. I'm going to just say it'll stop. I'm just going to say, like,
I just put on your seatbelt, buddy, and it'll get where you want to go.
I just pulled over, man. I just stopped driving.
No, you really just put the seatbelt on. You don't have to stop driving. It's just a simple answer.
You're right. Or I can put it behind me.
All right, what you got, buddy?
Hey, but no, basically, man, like, you guys are hitting everything I've been saying since he's been here, man. The guy is mediocre, and when he tries to do something then be other than a one-trick pony, it backfires. The thing with Fanning under center, it's almost like when he runs these trick plays, you can almost tell that this is about to flop, and I don't know what his thinking is. And I'm just trying to figure out from the – I haven't heard you guys talk about the clip of him when the game ball was given out last week. Maybe I missed that, but – I didn't hear anything, and I'm looking at – every time I hear Stefanski talk about somebody on the Browns other than Shador, he's always talking in a light. I don't get it. If it's some type of chip he has on his shoulder, I don't know what it is, but it's been an ego thing, and I can't say race anymore because he had the same thing to me with Baker. And I just think it's time for a fresh start with Shador. If you look at the quarterbacks that he's had, he hasn't coached any of them up. He hasn't done anything to make any quarterback better. It's basically shrink down to his scheme and throw 5 and 10 yard passes. Like, he doesn't trust anybody. And I think that's what we've seen from Shador last Sunday, which was, you know, he threw that one pass in Oakland, that deep ball. But then this week it was like, okay, just take what we're going to give you. And I think that's coming from the coach, and it's not letting that kid – like, if we know this is a losing season, wouldn't it make sense to go let this kid go out there and just – do what he needs to do, man, and see what he can do so we can plan for next year? I mean, because when I hear offensive line drafting them guys, which is what we need, but it just reminds me of the whole Joe Thomas thing. Like, here we go again. It's another rebuild. So then you're going to get tackles to come in, and you're going to get people to come in and then hopefully protecting him, but they're going to make mistakes. And it's going to be back on Shador if he hasn't got coached up, and we're going to still be blaming him. But I want to leave you guys with this question. Do you guys honestly believe Stefanski is the right coach to bring Sanders along? You know, because, again, nothing about his player development screams, you know, keep him. That's what I wanted to hear.
Fred, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. Keep driving safe out there. There's a few things. I don't like Kevin Stefanski's developmental approach with Shador up until the moment the kid started playing. I'm not as upset about him trying to keep the kid in the pocket because I do think that's something Shador can learn. But then you have like the second half of the San Francisco game where I'm like, I don't even know what the hell you were doing there.
Well, and so that's why I don't want to make any declarative big statements on it because I just wonder if he just thought that was a weather game and it was going to be until the special teams gaffes. I just wonder if Stefanski thought it was going to be a 13-10 game and we basically just had to make sure we ended up on the right end of it in the right situation at the very end. I don't know.
But the weather was bad in the first half.
I know, broadcast highlighted it. How much more aggressively everyone had expected the weather to be in the second half than it was the first half. And even like talking to people before the game, like we talked to Mary Kay at 12:20, and she's like, it's really not bad right now, guys.
The only devil's advocate that I would give on Stefanski is he didn't pick Baker. I don't think he was the guy in the lead driver's seat to get Deshaun. And the one guy he has picked is Dylan Gabriel, who was bad, in fairness, and got 5 games before he moved on to the guy he didn't choose.
My response to that would be, unfortunately, not everyone gets 7 years to land in the perfect situation to prove that they can do it.
Well, no, but at some point, like, what other offensive head coach wouldn't have had more say in the quarterback position to this point?
Oh, no, he's never had enough say.
I think he's got say. I just don't think he has thus. I don't think he's, like, picking quarterbacks.
Okay, but that's not the point. My point that I'm making here is that I don't need to give him a seventh year to maybe, just maybe, give him a chance. Like, who's even that quarterback that he would choose and be? We would have the same conversation over and over
Kirk
again.
Kirk Cousins.
It's all it's going to be. It's like, oh, Mac Jones? Is everyone going to turn around? If we land Mac Jones? Is everyone going to be like, oh, Stefanski finally got the guy he wanted. You gave him a good quarterback. Like, no one's going to have that conversation that way.
Can the Browns get a firm answer on Shador this season? Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels, Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Well, JP, Mike Tomlin is under fire in Pittsburgh as the Steelers are 6-6 and tied for first in the AFC North with the Baltimore Ravens. The two teams match up this weekend. His former player, James Harrison, went on Debo and Joe. It's a podcast to challenge.
Joe Hayden's podcast.
Joe Hayden's podcast. I was going to do to challenge Mike Tomlin's greatness.
I have never been a person that thought Coach Tomlin was a great coach. I thought he was a good coach. A coach is someone that tells you what to do. And it doesn't matter if what they're telling you to do is right or wrong. That's what a coach does. A good coach gets you to play to your potential. And a great coach gets you to play beyond your potential. The only history we're making is being the worst Pittsburgh Steelers team statistically almost in the history of the organization.
Part of me wants
he
to make...
He speaks in a very fun way, doesn't he? He's very dramatic.
Part of me really wants to make James, like, state the statistics, but also I don't want him to beat me up.
He might be talking about that, what happened with the run game. James Cook went more... He went for more yards on Sunday than any opponent that the Steelers had played in the run game in 55 years.
So you're saying that man... They let that man cook?
That man cooked. That's why that's why the conversation around it always so bothers me. It's like, oh, Josh Allen had this great game. It's like, no, James Cook just kept doing the same run over and over and over again and got 255 on the ground.
Should we listen to James Harrison on Mike Tomlin?
Couple thoughts on this. One, I can't escape the guy on Twitter. I wish I could give him credit, who said that the Tomlinisms have basically gotten to him to the point where now he thinks to himself, like how Mike Tomlin speaks is, we're trying to eat soup, but we only got forks. We need a few more spoons. We just don't have enough spoons. And it's like, that's perfectly Tomlinism at the heart of it. And so I can see where Harrison is saying, yeah, at times he just kind of speaks and some people buy into the rah-rahness, but does he get people to be better? It's been 8 years since he's won a playoff game. It's been 16 years since he won the Super Bowl. A runway since, what, Don Shula went 21 years from winning the Super Bowl to then being fired? Like, you don't get this long unless you're employed by the Steelers to be as... just slightly above 500 as he's been.
I get
the frustration by Steelers fans is what I'm saying.
I think they're stupid. I think they are so off their freaking rockers. Shut up and enjoy 10 win seasons. Like, seriously, you sound like ass clowns. Like, oh gosh, the standard is higher here. Cry me a freaking river. You
bad.
Don't know what suck is, and get the hell out of my lane.
You're right. They don't know what suck is because they haven't sucked. But the reality is that, yes, they want more. They want Super Bowls. I can't blame them for that. And on top of it.
I'd like to be 100 pounds lighter and a billion dollars richer. We get what we get, and we don't throw a fit. Yeah, I used my kid-ism. We had to use that with my children.
It's sports. You get to throw a fit if you want to. This is the enjoyment of sports.
Oh,
it's
poor
not,
widow
it's
Devin.
Not, it's not 10-7 and saying
to
yourself,
you know what,
we have something.
No, Debo, I'm sorry.
Tomlin ignores quarterbacks.
They've never...
He doesn't treat the most important position.
They haven't had a losing season with him.
They haven't won a playoff game in 8 years.
Yeah, but had they won a playoff game with him? Did they win a Super Bowl with him?
16 years ago. Yeah. 16 years ago.
Yes, when was the last time the Browns won a Super Bowl?
If you compare it to the Browns, it's going to be a different conversation. Compare it to other actual franchises in the NFL, and that's what the fans are doing.
Okay, well, they went from, 25 years from winning the last one with Chuck Knoll to winning the first one with Bill Cowher. So I don't know. I think it's pretty obvious.
He doesn't care about the quarterback spot, and I would be mad as a fan if my head coach didn't care about it either.
Yeah, I think he does care. I just think he hasn't gotten it right.
His top six players paid are
has
all on the defensive side of the ball.
Has he been in a position to get those quarterbacks?
They're all on the defensive side of the ball.
He doesn't know
what to do with quarterbacks.
Or he's been able to get a quarterback the best he could with a second, third, fourth round pick or the 20th pick in the draft. Where do we find the most amount of quarterbacks that end up being franchise quarterbacks? In the top 10. That's where they found Ben Roethlisberger.
You had eight years to try to figure this out. He hasn't figured it out.
All he's done is won.
The fire Tomlin chance I understood from Steelers fans. I did. I understood it this weekend.
Yeah, I think they need to go ahead and have their IQ check.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Omaha! That's very a strong, sorry. That wasn't at you, though.
Well, it sounded like it was at me.
No,
I'm going to be honest about it.
I think your IQ.
I think your IQ needs to be checked.
How
about that tit
for
tat?
Now, your IQ is lower than mine.
I think you're dumb. No, I think you're dumb.
That's all that argument was. Mac. Sorry, we had to find a common enemy. Yeah, we feel better now.
Heard your Friday show went all right.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
All right, good. Glad to hear it.
Oh, didn't see you there.
Man, I want to argue with you so bad about Tomlin right now. I'm going to get irate about Tomlin. I just want to stew about Tomlin. I get the Steelers fans' frustration. I understand it. You should want more at this point. 8 years without a playoff win. I can't be the person saying it's been 6 years and Stefanski has one playoff win and that's not good enough to then turn around and be like, but Tomlin, no playoff wins in 8 years. That's good enough. Like it isn't.
What has Kevin had before those six years?
The game has drastically changed in front of Tomlin's eyes. If you think
and
the game is the same
winning.
Now, they're not winning. They're slightly above .500
every
year.
They're not winning the playoff games.
That's the point.
Yep.
The point of it is they're going eight straight seasons.
Yep.
And when they
and
get to the playoffs...
When they get to the playoffs
in the past 3 years, they've been double-digit underdogs in every single one of those games. They're not even competitive.
How do we not see the value of winning when you're winning and going to the playoffs with guys like Kenny Pickett, Booty Stank, washed Russell Wilson, and potentially washed Aaron Rodgers?
Well, but also, by the way, too, he's the one that he's got this control right now that is almost Bill Belichick in New England levels, where he's making all of the executive decisions. Like, he built this team, and the way he's built this team out has shown you he doesn't care about the quarterback position.
That's indefensible to me. Him not being able to upgrade it yet doesn't mean he doesn't care. It means he hasn't had the opportunity.
It's been half of a decade since Ben retired.
What's the move that they could have made since Ben Roethlisberger retired?
It's been 5 years.
Figure it out.
Figure it out. That's his job, not mine.
Figure it out. No, it's what's the move?
Other teams have gotten quarterbacks in that time. Figure it out. You're the Steelers. You get to be involved in some of the conversations for some of these other quarterbacks.
So should they have traded for Deshaun Watson? That worked out so well for us.
No, but he's made dumb decisions, like thinking, oh, Russell Wilson, he can be the guy. Why is it that Tomlin never gets executed for the trades that he makes and the decisions that he makes with the front office? It's only looked at as in a coaching lens. Like, yes, he decided Russell Wilson was good enough.
Because his team wins.
In what world did that work?
His team wins enough.
No, they win nine games a year.
Yeah, I'll take nine games.
Yes,
as a Browns fan, you will. Six games.
That's not what the Steelers fans are comparing it to.
Yes, and they're
not
dumb.
Comparing themselves to the
You're
Browns.
You're smart.
They're
they
comparing
dumb.
Themselves to other NFL franchises that have won Super Bowls with an S.
Yes, and they don't have a perspective.
As they should.
No, they shouldn't. Like, it takes time to find quarterbacks. Not everybody's Green Bay and has three quarterbacks for 40 years. Not everybody can do that.
And the problem I would have with Tomlin if I was a Steelers fan is he doesn't seem like he has any interest in actually seeking out those quarterbacks and trying to get that to work. He's paid zero attention to that. He spends all his money on the defensive side of the ball.
So he should overpay for crappy quarterbacks to prove to everybody how much he cares?
I just think he cares about one side of the football, and in 2025, I'd like a head coach that did more than just
that. They've used first-round picks on left tackles. They've used high picks on wide receivers and running backs. I struggle. If there was a quarterback you could point to and go, if they just made this, they'd be a completely different team, but you can't. There's not a what-if of a quarterback move they could have made, right? They've always made the best available move. Can he help it that the scant amount of good quarterbacks have come out over the last 5 years where he's able to take them?
He had a chance for Jackson Dart last season. He didn't take it.
Jackson Dart, the guy who can't get out of the concussion tent?
You're trying to give me examples of times
he passed up on quarterbacks. Jackson Dart? Jackson Dart was... Oh, I almost said something bad. He was crap last night.
You just asked for it, though. Like, that's a specific
so
example.
So Jackson Dart,
half
they're the better base, with Jackson
half
Dart
the fan
right
base
now?
Wanted them to take a quarterback at 21 last year, the position that they
Do
were in.
Do you know Jackson
he
Dart's
chose
any
not
good?
To. He just chose not to. That was,
Do you
and,
know
and,
Jackson
and by the
Dart's
way,
any good?
In the process, said we'll go with 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers to then win potentially 8 or 9 games, be a first-round exit, and then we'll have to then go back into the same cycle of picking at 15, 16, 17.
Do you know that
you
Jackson Dart is any good?
I don't know, but again, it's been 5 years. At some point, if you're the Steelers, you can put some emphasis on that spot. And by the way, if you can't even land somebody that you think is there, they're not even attempting to do anything outside of, oh, Mason Rudolph and Will Howard are going to cover up our flaws. You kidding me?
216-474-0092. That was quick hits. Do you side with Steelers fans? Think about that out loud, folks. And the signs are there for the Browns if you're paying attention. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.